You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and Ewan Murray.
Hello and a warm welcome to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with me, Robert Lee. I'm joined by Ewan Murray as we look back at a second European Tour win for Kiridesh Afibanrat at the inaugural Shenzhen International in China.
This means a lot to me. After I've been away for like 2 years. Haven't played great golf, but you have to believe one day I'll come back. And today has come true.
We'll speak exclusively to Kiridesh on the show shortly. We'll also hear from second place Lee Hao Tong, who was edged out in a playoff.
This is very good experience. I'm really enjoyed that. This week was awesome.
And we'll be staying in China to preview next week's event, the Volvo China Open in Shanghai. Plenty to look forward to as usual, so stay tuned. Good day to you, Ewan. Good to have you along again.
Oh, nice to be here. Looking forward to it.
And how's the weather outside? It's extraordinarily beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful time of the year, spring, and of course we've got all the big tournaments coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, the European Tour is going to get double busy. So we're concentrating on China for 2 weeks. The first week, the week that's just gone by, was a pretty decent event.
Excellent event. And of course they now have the experience of promoting tournaments out there, and each year we go back, they seem to get better and better.
Wasn't it wonderful that a couple of Far Eastern players featured at the very end, Kiridesh Afibanrat and Lee from China? Two different players. Lee is a teenage Chinese sensation, and Afibanrat, we know, is making his way up the world rankings.
It was surely wonderful, but I think very important as well, because the Chinese obviously want to cheer their own on. And with that young lad at 19 showing the promise he did over the 4 days and the cool and the calmness under pressure, they've got something to look forward to there.
And Lee finished first and was sitting in the clubhouse watching what was happening. He must have thought, you know what, I got a great chance of winning this, because Kiridesh had a lot to do.
He certainly did, and the finish that Kiridesh put in was tremendous. A really professional finish from a player who plays all over the world and will continue to do so, I'm sure, throughout his career.
And is the next thing for Kiridesh to bring his game, make it translate on European soil and other areas apart from the Far East?
Well, often we've seen that. We've seen players perform very well in their home country and they haven't been able to bring that form back over to Europe. When you think of Chongqing Jiaidi, all of his wins, his first five wins, came pretty near where he was born and brought up. And the win in Celtic Manor was a massive step forward for Chongqing, and that's what these fellas will look for now. They've done it there, they now have to do it here.
Well, Kiridesh may be the guy to carry the mantle for the Thai nation from Chongqing Jiaidi. And what about Lee as a poster boy for Chinese golf?
Magnificent. 19 years of age, the golfing world at his feet. Yes, he would have liked to have closed it out, but he's got another chance in his homeland this week. And who's to say that he won't take that?
Yeah, he may well do. He's playing so well. Well, I'm very pleased that joining us on the line from a long way away in the Far East is Kiridesh Afibanrat, the latest winner on the European Tour. Kiridesh, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like in your final round, under the pressure of trying to produce something special to get the victory?
I was like two behind and eight player with tie for 10 under. You know, after I think my 17 legal part, that I think the momentum was changing to my side. And, you know, all day long, I haven't hit any good shot until 17 driver, iron and part. So I think that's the big turning point for me.
Kiridesh, you're a player who's had three cards on three different tours, the Asian, the US PGA Tour and the European Tour. Where do you see your future?
I think I still got Japan Tour card as well. So it's been like four tours. But I try to focus more in Europe and try to get my world ranking up. If I get any invite in the PGA Tour, of course, I really love to go over, you know, just try to jump up in top 50 in the world and just try to play the major event.
Well, Kiridesh, have you celebrated the win yet?
No, I haven't celebrated. I just hang with my mom. We have dinner last night with Max, my manager, and just a Chinese dinner. Then I can't wait to see my family next week back home in Bangkok. We're going to have a big celebrate then.
Well, that's wonderful. And are you going on to the Volvo China Open?
Yes, of course. I'm here in Shanghai now in the hotel. Just getting my body ready for this week.
Well, Kiridesh, listen, a fantastic victory. Another one for you in the European Tour. Your world ranking is getting better and better and better. And we can't wait to see what you do in the summer.
All right, guys. Thank you a lot. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
And he's got to be looking forward to the big events in the summer, Ewan.
Of course he has. Nothing like finding your form in the early part of the season. And He's already a winner on the European Tour. That makes it two wins on the European Tour, so more to come for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's his second European Tour victory, his first coming at the Maybank Malaysian Open in 2013. This was his 60th European Tour event. He moves up to 78th in the world rankings from outside the top 100, and he summed up his victory on Instagram, sharing a photo with the words, "This photo tells everything." Check that photo out and more at the European Tour Instagram account. And as for the rest of the field, well, Lee Hao Tong thought he won, had a great chance of winning until the last two holes when Kiradesh finished eagle par. And then he lost out to a birdie from Kiradesh on the first playoff hole to deny himself the win on home soil. And despite being so close to a career-defining victory, the youngster was happy with his final day performance.
Today's lucky day. Yeah, I make a lot of birdie again. But this is very good experience. I'm very enjoyed it.
Well, we know you won three times last year and you've got your web.com tour card as well, but this presumably does an awful lot for confidence and ranking points and everything.
Yeah, I think this week good enough because I feel very bad actually, so this week was awesome.
And on to China Open in good spirit?
Yeah, hopefully China Open play good.
You know, Bubba Watson went across there and they paired him with two Chinese players in the first two rounds, and he played with Lee in the third round, and in Bubba's own words, he was very impressed with the kid.
Well, that adds to the talent that he has when you've got a two-time Masters champion saying he's impressed by him. But 19 years of age now, this didn't happen many years ago, but things are changing and they have tremendous dedication in that part of the world, tremendous discipline. And this man has it all.
He does. And playing golf and speaking English, fantastic future for Lee, no doubt about that. And he would have been the first Chinese player to win a European Tour event on home soil, but he's got another chance this week at the Volvo China Open. And another player to almost take the title in Shenzhen was Tommy Fleetwood. He finished third. He was one shot behind the leading pair at the end of the final round on 11 under. The Englishman was crestfallen.
Gutting, isn't it? But it's the way it is. If you want to win, then chip and putt better. That's it, really. But It's been a while since I've played well. It's been a while since I've been up there in contention. So, to come into Sunday and play like I did do today, hit 17 greens or whatever it is, hardly missed a shot. And, you know, that's the most satisfying bit. I knew walking down 18 I should be 4 or 5 in the lead, but that's not the way it goes. So, you know, I've got to go again next week now.
Probably a daft question, but why so emotional at the end?
I just want to win. That's it, really. You just, you know, that's why we play. And nobody remembers who comes second or third, do they? So that's just what it's about. And like I say, we've got another chance next week, so I'll just move on and get on with it.
Good player, Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, there was a point last year when people were talking about him as a potential Ryder Cupper.
And there was a point a year previous that he was struggling to keep his card and finished in the top 10 down in Serengeti in South Africa. So that's how quickly things can change. And I'm really pleased to hear him say he's disappointed about being third. It says a lot about him.
Yeah, I like that very much. Concentrating on the win and not the spondulics coming into the back pocket because it's a top 5 finish. Fresh from last week's Masters tournament in Augusta, Bubba Watson made an appearance in Shenzhen and was complimentary about the course, but not his performance.
It was a great week. You know, the atmosphere around here is great. Obviously, you can see that golf is growing here. It's important here because I think for the game of golf, China grows, the game of golf grows. For me, you know, I wish I'd have putted better the first three rounds. I putted good the last round, but, you know, all in all, it was a good test. It was shows me what I need to work on. Shows me that I can play outside the U.S. You know, I got to get better. I've got to improve. I've got to learn how to deal with different conditions I'm not used to, green speeds, you know, just different things, different atmosphere, different culture. But the whole week was fun, if you take away the golf.
You know, Bubba would be very conscious that someone like Spieth at 21 went down to Australia, won on one of their great golf courses, shooting 63 in the final round. And he mentioned there he's got to learn to play away from the US. That's quite a salient point.
Well, the last time he was in China, he won the HSBC, so he can do it. But it was always going to be a difficult call for Bubba. The week before, he's the defending champion at the Masters. All sorts of things going on there. Then jump in a plane, other side of the world, and expect your game to be 100%. That's not going to happen.
But good to see him travelling.
Wonderful, and he's going to come back and play one or two more events on the European Tour, which is good news for everyone.
Yeah, it sure is. He's a big draw, a big card, is Bubba Watson. And the Shenzhen International marked a four-time European Tour winner Raphael Jacquelin's 500th appearance. That's a marvellous milestone to get to. He discussed his memories of time on the race to Dubai with reporter Nick Dye.
I don't know, it's a strange feeling. It feels like I've been here for a long time, since 97, I think, was my first year on tour. But again, in the same time, it feels like it was yesterday. So it's a strange feeling, but I'm quite happy to make this 500, and I'm still competing, and I'm going to try to stay a bit longer than that.
There are so many highlights. Take us through those four victories. Presumably they're all up there, all on the same level. You don't have one particular favourite, do you?
Not really. Maybe the first one, of course, because it was maybe the most difficult one to win, because it was the first. But I had, like, what I remember of that, I had 7 shots lead before the last round. I think I shot 3 times in a row, 7 under par. So I was pretty confident at that time. But after 9 holes, I think that was pretty level with the guy who was tying second. So that was a bit of a pressure till the end, but that's the way it is. That's how you play golf, and it's you have to handle that if you want to win. So that's why the first win was a bit special to the rest.
It's very much an individual game, but are you every bit as proud of the teams you've been in? Because you've made plenty, and you've represented France on several of occasions, World Cup as well.
9, maybe 9. A lot of time with Thomas Levé, and we finished third once in USA, I can't remember where, and then I finished third as well with Gregory Avre in China, Mission Hills. We had a chance to win as well, so yeah, I like to play as a team. I can't say more than on my own, but I'm pretty good as a team partner.
Many thanks to Nick Dyer for troweling out the interviews each and every week for us on the Race to Dubai show. Raphaël Jacquelin, Ewan, has been a stalwart on the tour for a long time now, but a very good player, underrated perhaps.
Certainly, and I get the feeling he'll go on long into his years still playing golf. He's got that wonderful rhythm, there's no real stress in his body, and he makes golf look easy.
Yeah, he does. It's a gift if you've got it. Now, run us down the top 10 in Shenzhen.
Well, it was very interesting because 2 shots separated the top 10 players, and there was a 7-way tie for 4th. Wai Yi Yang, Asia's first major champion, Peter Uihlein, Julian Ken from France finished with a round of 65, Tom Lewis, Huang from China, David Howell, 69-68 on the weekend, and Marco Crespi of Italy. All of these players are 10 under. 1 shot ahead of them, Tommy Fleetwood in 3rd place. And then, of course, we had the 2 that went into extra holes. Lee just missing out on his first title, Appy Barnrat getting his 2nd.
Very tight, 2 shots separating all those players. Very stiff competition in China, no doubt about that. Tips-wise, I went for David Howell, who finished 4th. Good week for David. And last week's guest, Jamie Spence, went for Pablo Larrazábal, who in the end finished tied 22nd. Had a really good round in the second round, I think 65 for Pablo, but then sort of fell away a little bit. So, Jamie Spence, the answer is well and truly trounced. Race to Dubai rankings, top 10, please, Ewan.
HSBC winner in Abu Dhabi, Gary Stahl from France is in 10th. In 9th, Louis Oosthuizen, and in 8th, fellow countryman Brandon Grace. The big mover of the week, obviously, Appy Barnrat. He goes right into 7th place there, just behind Bernd Wiesberger of Austria. The top 5, Anirban Lahiri, 2-time winner this year, Ross Fisher, Justin Rose, Danny Willett in 2nd, having won the Nedbank, but Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland is out in front, number 1 in the world, number 1 in the Race to Dubai.
That would feel pretty good, I reckon. Number 1. Thank you very much. As for the European Tour's fancy Race to Dubai game, Ian and his team Teapot won the most points, as well as Afi Barnrat as his star player. Ian also had Tommy Fleetwood, David Howell, Peter Uihlein, who also finished in the top 10 in Shenzhen. And as for the overall fancy Race to Dubai, it's that man again, Dix, 180. He maintains his lead atop the standings with a season-long points tally of just over 10.5 million. To pick your fantasy team, visit europeantour.com/myEuropeanTour. Now, in other news, George O'Grady announced in November 2014 that he would be stepping down as the European Tour's CEO, and we now know who his successor will be. Keith Pelly has been named as his replacement, effective from this summer. Keith has enjoyed a successful career in both sports and media and is currently president of Rogers Media in Canada, which has an impressive portfolio of radio and TV stations, as well as other media outlets. And the Toronto Blue Jays are included, Canada's only Major League Baseball team. So a big moment for the European Tour, Ewan, and exciting times ahead.
Without question. And you look at Ken Schofield and George O'Grady, who have served the European Tour for 40 years and done a fantastic job from the very beginning in the early 70s. But things have moved on since then, and it's maybe time for a fresh face, fresh ideas, and take the European Tour onto another level, and I'm sure they've appointed the right man to do that.
Yeah, I've met Keith, very engaging and very committed. It's going to be a fun ride, I think, over the next few years for the European Tour. So everybody wishing him the best when he takes up his post in the summer. And the Challenge Tour have renamed their rankings. They'll now form the Road to Oman, culminating in the crucial NMO Gold Classic Grand Final in the Omani capital of Muscat. The 2015 Road to Oman will take in 25 tournaments in 19 different countries, and the grand final will see the 45 highest-ranking players battle it out for the top 15 spots in the final Road to Oman rankings, earning them graduation to the European Tour. A brand-new bonus pool will also be on offer for those who finish the season in the top three. Great stuff for the Challenge Tour, Ewan.
It certainly is, and I've been to Muscat on many occasions, and over the years we've seen Abu Dhabi, we've seen Dubai, managed to grow and grow very quickly, but Muscat remains very much as it was in the past and keeps its historical beginnings going. And I think the players will really love going to that country and playing what is probably one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Well, just to show you how important the nursery for the European Tour is, the Challenge Tour, seven of last year's Ryder Cup winning team passed through the Challenge Tour's ranks. Bjorn, Donaldson, Gallagher, Keimer, Rose, Poulter and Stenson. So if you get on the Challenge Tour and you've got talent, there's a way forward, and that's what it's all about. That's the reason it exists. And it barely seems like 5 minutes ago that Team Europe secured Ryder Cup victory at Gleneagles last September, but bid inspection visits for the 2022 tournament are already taking place. Germany, Spain, Italy and Austria have each hosted delegates from Ryder Cup Europe officials. Following the visits, formal bids will be made by the end of April, and we should know the venue for the 44th Ryder Cup sometime this autumn. The Ryder Cup, it's such a massive thing now, and we've got to make sure we get it right, and we do. And over on the PGA Tour, Jim Furyk picked up his first win since 2010 at the RBC Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links in South Carolina. Despite going into the last day four shots behind the overnight leader Troy Merritt, he shot a final round of 63 to take him into a playoff, where he beat Kevin Kisner after two extra holes. Masters champion Jordan Spieth finished tied 11th on 10 under par, which, with the schedule he's had, was absolutely amazing. Completely exhausted at the end of a phenomenal five-week run, Jordan Spieth. What a month he's had. Great for Jim Furyk, first of all. People use the word choked, but he has given away quite a few tournaments, and it would have been weighing heavy on him.
He has, but you look at what happened over in China, and you've got the young 19-year-old Lee sitting in the clubhouse there. He had to be thinking he was going to win that. And sometimes somebody produces something special, so it's not your fault that you didn't pick up the title. That's probably been the case on 50% of these events you're talking about, Furyk, but he's a very classy player, heading towards his mid-40s and playing as well as ever.
Yeah, and it was a great moment when he actually held the putt in the second playoff hole for the 2-on-17. He just let it all out, because he doesn't give much away. He really exploded emotionally.
Yes, it was a surprise, but I think that was because of the 2010 victory and the near misses from there all the way through to 2015. But a very well-deserving champion.
Yeah, top, top chap, Jim Furyk. He's always got time for people and fans, and he's a top professional. And well done to Jordan Spieth for keeping his commitment after he won the green jacket, for playing 5 weeks in a row as well. And Luke Donald had a pretty good week on a course that he's won on before. He finished in the top 15, so well done to Luke. Things looking up for him. World rankings, please, Ewan.
It's an international top 10, as always. Sergio Garcia in 10th, just behind Justin Rose. Adam Scott now in 8th, and Dustin Johnson with a win this year up to 7th. Jason Day from Australia occupies 6th place, and into the top 5 we start with Jim Furyk, and ahead of him Bubba Watson, Henrik Stenson. Because of the brilliance of Jordan Spieth over the last month, he goes into 2nd place, tucked in behind Rory McIlroy.
Spieth and McIlroy, number 1 and 2, I mean, that's extraordinary, isn't it? We're in for a really good summer, I think, with those two playing so well. Now, next up on the Race to Dubai is, of course, another event in China. We're going to Shanghai for the Volvo China Open. Volvo have been a really good sponsor for the European Tour over the years.
Going back to 1987, when they actually changed the European Tour, it was the first time we had practice ranges there, and of course the courtesy cars followed, and all these young players enjoy the fruits of that labour all these years ago.
God, you know, I remember the first time we had range balls. It was a revelation, wasn't it? You didn't have to carry 100 balls in a bag from your front room at home to wherever you were on the fairway, somewhere in the world.
That's the way it was. I remember telling Lee Westwood that, and he said, tell us another. These jokes are quite good. He didn't believe it.
Yeah, and you had to carry the wheel to do your yardages.
Correct.
Oh, it was just... It was. They changed the tour big time. It became much more professional when they got involved. So, yeah, Volvo China Open. And some of the players playing.
Well, we have the top two from last week. We have Appy Banrat and Lee. So they once again will lock horns there. But the great thing is we've got many players from China and these surrounding areas that have a chance to play in a tournament of this quality and see how far they're progressing. And we saw from Lee last week how quickly he's progressed. And there'll be more to follow because his performance will be an inspiration for others. And we also have one or two of the big names on the European Tour as well. The likes of Gary Stahl, 10th in the Race to Dubai. Pablo Larrazábal, who put up a fair performance last week. And the man we talked to earlier, Tommy Fleetwood. So plenty of Europeans in there with a good opportunity to win in a faraway land.
You know, Gary Stahl, alongside a lot of young French players, has broken through. Roman Vettel hasn't yet.
Not yet. Many would have thought he would have been the first. And we talked about Julian Ken, 65 in the final round last week. He got inside the top 10. So maybe that will be an inspiration for Romain, who, of course, had a magnificent amateur record.
Yeah, he sure did. So with all the top players from Europe playing and a smattering of players from the Asian Tour as well in China, it's difficult to pick out a winner.
It is. I was looking at Nicholas Kolsarts, who's won before in China. Alex Norden is back on form after a really strong finish to the end of last year. Good start to this year. Chris Wood is now free of injury, but I'm going to go for Tommy Fleetwood. He was disappointed at finishing third last week. I can see he's only focused on being first this week.
You like that, didn't you?
I do.
That did float your boat. And I'm going to go for David Howell again. I thought David Howell got better at the weekend last week. His best two scores were on Saturday and Sunday. And I think he's in tip-top form. No stranger to winning in China either.
No, he took care of Tiger Woods over at the HSBC at the Xishan International. And that was when Tiger Woods was at the very height of his form. But I can only assume that either David Howell's paying you or you're paying him. 2 weeks in a row going for the same player. Poor.
I'm telling you why I'm telling you this about David Howell, because he came into Masters Breakfast for 3 days in a row, so he couldn't practice. He was concentrating on his TV work, but he was hitting shots on a virtual Augusta in the shot centre, and he was hitting some beautiful shots. And people keep tweeting in saying, well, that's just a fix because he's not hitting it that good. He hit a rescue, a hybrid to the fourth when it was 230 yards, just over the pin to within a few feet of the hole. So I thought, that'll do for me. I'll pick you next week. Finishes fourth, and I'm sticking with it.
I think David's a very good player. There was no need for the long explanation.
A bit too long, perhaps? Too much? It's possible. So just to reiterate our fancy race to the Dubai tips, for me, it's David Howell, and for you, Ewan?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood, who finished third last week, and David Howell fourth. What a battle that's going to be. That's about it from us two for now. Many congratulations again to Kiridesh Afibanrat. We will be back next week to reflect on the Volvo China Open. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the European Tour via Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. But for now, from Ewan Murray...
Thank you.
..and myself, Robert Lee, have a great week.